It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. Spring lecture series at Jocelyn Castle. It is a tradition, and this year, well, as we have a little fog, we've had some rain. Organic gardening. It's time, isn't it, Kelly Bellow?
It's time, finally.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's just wonderful we were just talking. This is Kelly Bellow. She's the manager of communications and development at Jocelyn Castle. We were just talking off air about how you take a tour around Jocelyn Castle, and you saw tulips literally bursting through
they
the ground.
They speared a pile of dead leaves. I couldn't believe it. I took a picture. They're ready. They're ready for spring.
That's amazing. So there's four sessions in the month of April, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th, each one with a different topic. But the overriding topic is organic gardening.
Yes, sir. So we listened to feedback about what people were interested in learning, and a resounding response was that people want to be good environmental stewards, even in their own backyards. So we designed this lecture series and with an activity with the zoo that would encourage good environmentalism right here in your own neighborhoods.
Sure. The events they start about 6:30 at night, and of course, they're free and open to the public. There is moderately limited seating, so the idea would be if it starts at 6:30, you might want to be there a little early and not
stroll in. Yeah, so the doors will open at 6:15, and last year we had a couple lectures that was standing room only, so if you want to get in, just try and be there right at 6:15 and grab a seat.
And where are they held?
They're held in the music room of the Jocelyn Castle, just one of the most spectacular venues in town. I mean, I might be a little biased, but
tiny bit.
And then the last one on April 29th takes place outside on the grounds of the castle.
And I want to get to why in just a moment, because it's fun. It's really kind of a fun thing. But if you don't mind, I'd like to go over kind of a little overview without spoiler alert of what we can expect. So, for example, the very first one is pest control, organic pest control. Those almost seem oxymoronic, don't they?
It does. So I'm learning this from my friends at City Sprouts. But did you know there's actually beneficial bugs that can be in your garden? And City Sprouts will show us how to identify good versus bad, and then how to manage them without using dangerous pesticides.
Okay, and so, wow, that's very interesting. Because people will be able to ask questions of lectures, right?
Oh, yeah, it's very interactive.
And so I'm already thinking, wow, so is that like ladybugs and aphids? And what happens if you bring, I mean, are you supposed to bring bugs to your garden?
You're going to have to show up.
You have to find out. April 8th, 6:30 for that one. And actually 6:10 if you want to make sure you get a seat. Container gardens. The Nebraska Extension is going to talk about that.
Container gardens, and this one's actually presented as a part of the Nebraska Science Festival. So the Nebraska Extension Master Gardener will be there to discuss container garden, which we learn many people who are now living in smaller spaces maybe are gardening on their balconies or in tiny front porch areas. So you can come learn how to have a thriving garden with a small square footage.
Just anecdotally, my next door neighbor, he's very handy, and he's built a bunch of these wooden containers. And the things that he chose to do, in addition to some garlic and some tomatoes and things, he also picked specific herbs and things like this that repel mosquitoes.
Ooh.
On purpose, so that he's naturally repelling the mosquitoes. So when he goes out to his fire pit, when he goes out
as his neighbor must benefit from that as well.
I would certainly hope so. As long as the wind's coming from the west,
right?
I've got good things happening. April 22nd, organic soil.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a strong foundation there, and Benson Plant Rescue will be there, which is actually, I think it's Earth Day, will be delivering a topic about how to build a strong base for your garden organically.
Okay, very good. So whether you've had a garden for many years or whether you're just starting out and going to till that soil for the first time, it's just ways to get that soil prepared and ready for
maximize growth. That harvest.
Very good. And finally, April 29th, with the Henry Darley Zoo. I'm not even going to say that. You go ahead and say the name of that because okay. It's kind of fun what's going to happen.
It's called the City Nature Challenge. This is something new for us this year in partnership with the zoo's education department. And the City Nature Challenge is actually an international competition where we as citizens can go out and document our urban biodiversity using our phones. And then we can crowdsource information about the species that we're seeing. And I'm competitive, so I want Omaha to be in that top tier of cities because, like we were talking off air, we have a lot going on here naturally within our city walls. So I think it should be quite interesting what we come up with. That will happen on the grounds of the castle, and the zoo staff will be there to guide us.
The Spring Lecture Series kicks off on April 8th, goes through April 29th. Organic gardening, that is this year's topic. More information can be found at jocelyncastle.com. Please remember, it is free and open to the public, first come, first serve. Kelly Bellow, Manager of Communications and Development.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
I appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Awfully nice of you. Everything starts at 6:30. Remember, donations will be accepted. Keep that in mind when you're on the grounds. Morning Edition continues right now.